Hey guys, welcome to yet another motherfucking episode of Horrible Decisions. This your girl Mandy B, aka Full Court Pumps, aka That Bitch, aka The Booty Bandit. Apparently, I'm the fucking booty warrior. Y'all motherfuckers want to give me all the goddamn booty titles in the world. But I am joined today with a very special co-host. As you guys know, it's now getting holiday season. Me and Weezy are traveling a lot. We have a lot going on with work. So, because of schedule conflict, you only got me today. But it's not really only me because I brought a special co-host who was previously on our show. Kiki, do you love me? Are you ready?
Hey, go ahead and introduce yourself. Hi, this is Kiki once again. As you know, I have a podcast. It's Kinks with Kiki, where I discuss, you know, freak shit every week. All right. Okay.
Freak shit every
freak
week.
Shit That's every week. What the fuck.
Freak shit every week is actually a good thing to live by.
Yes, it is.
That should be a motherfucking motto.
I completely agree.
Hey. And so I'm excited to have her on this episode today. Our lovely guest, I'm going to let her eat these mangoes real quick before I put on.
Yes.
But our episode this week is super exciting for any of you listening, specifically to the ladies, but also to the men. We want to talk to you. This is a sub versus dom episode.
Okay?
So if you guys know, when Kiki was on the show, she was a super submissive.
Yes.
She shared a ton of interesting stories.
Yeah.
She had to ask if she could turn the light on when she entered the room. There was toilet drinking. There was licking
wine
things off
bottles.
There was wine bottles and assholes. There was a lot of things going on. And I'm super excited because I've been trying to get our guest on this show for a very long time. She goes by the name of Goddess Unk, but she is a beautiful black woman who is a true dom.
Absolutely.
In every sense of the matter. So we're going to go ahead. Do you want to introduce yourself? Why you looking sexy as hell with the mangoes eating? Y'all know the pussy smell good, taste good, all of that.
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am Mistress Unknown.
Yes.
AKA on Instagram, because you know they banned me, so now I'm Goddess UNK.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
Yes.
Goddess Unk.
Yes.
Up in it.
I know.
So, Mistress Unknown, and what are you? You known for it though. You're not unknown. What are you known for doing and showcasing on your Instagram?
Everything. That's why I'm keep getting banned.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to find a home. I'm trying to find a social media home where I can put my stuff on, because I'm an exhibitionist.
I love it.
So
okay.
I like to show.
Yeah.
I like to all eyes on me.
Right.
And the reason why I'm, unknown is because I just wanted to protect I wanted to protect my identity.
Right.
Okay.
I didn't want my family and vanilla friends
know
what I was doing.
Ooh,
so this
was
tucked away.
This was your alter ego.
Yes.
Essentially. Okay.
Essentially I was living two lives until I was exposed by Instagram.
Oh no.
Yes, Instagram exposed me.
It does.
And
it does.
It exposed me to my aunt, who's a pastor.
Oh, goodness.
And I didn't want her to know. And when she came to me and she told me, she was like, I don't want you to be Mistress Unknown. I seen your website. I seen your Instagram. She's like, I seen everything. If God wanted you to have a penis, he would have gave it to you.
Oh. So, guys, you may know where this is going at this point. So, with both of you sitting across from me, the icebreaker for this episode, I want to do kind of a sub versus dom with terminology. And you actually just said one, again, for the new listeners that may not know, what is vanilla? You called, and you're not talking about the white people. So, what is vanilla when you reference someone as vanilla?
Well, vanilla is basically anyone outside of kink. Just like people in the military, they say civilians.
Yep.
It's anyone that's not within the community.
Y'all civilians.
You know, like police officers. So that's vanilla. And, vanilla is, that plain ice cream.
Very typical.
Yep.
So that's why, y'all are normal people.
Mm-hmm. Y'all don't be about this life. That's what she said.
Y'all are definitely not about this life.
So vanilla being life.
another term, switch. If someone references themselves as a switch.
A switch is a person who may be in a particular role as a dom or a sub, but sometimes every now and then they'll like to switch over to the opposite role. So a dom will become a sub and a sub will become a dom.
Which I think that's me in real life.
I think that's definitely me.
It's super me. So I love playing the dom role, which is why I got my dick in my closet, bitch. And so I have played where, you know, I've been dominant to a man, but I also do from Same. Time to time like a man to choke me and like to feel at their will sometimes.
Exactly.
Let me interrupt you.
As I'm
eating my mangoes.
Okay.
So FYI, when we get started, I do smack. So if you're a person who is, you know, hard with, you know, hearing people smacking, this episode, y'all gonna deal with it.
That's y'all just gonna deal with it. Okay.
And secondly is a lot of times women feel that if they want to get smacked or, like, you know, choked during sex, they're submissive. It could be you just like rough sex.
True. Oh, you better be telling me something then.
That's how I came into this.
She ready.
Because I'm somewhat of a... I just thought, like, you know, actually this past month, I kind of came to the realization that I am a sadomasochist.
You're a sadomasochist.
Like, same.
A sadomasochist is...
someone who is a sadist and mm-hmm. also a masochist.
Some people,
a sadist likes to inflict pain
and okay. also give pain
and give yeah.
So like, and that can be, and I realize that I have like a sadomasochism side, but only with sex. Period.
Absolutely.
Outside of it, if you like, oh, let me spank, let me do this, nah. But if we haven't sex,
there's all these words. I think that's me now.
Like I want to like I'm very primal.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very primal, yes. Physical, animalistic. So when I'm having sex, I want you to like, I want, like, we ravishing each other.
Yes. Yes.
Like, that's my, you know, that's how I am. So I'm thinking just because I want to be choked out in sex that I'm submissive. But
that's not really.
That's, yeah.
So
that's
not
the case.
Submissive.
No.
Holy shit. And I'm a sadist masochist.
But it's not even about being a sadist, you know, a sadomasochist. Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's just that, you know, this is what I kind of came to the realization.
That does make sense.
At the end of the day, this is all a journey for each and every one of us.
Absolutely.
I'm on a journey going through this. You're on your journey.
I am still.
I remember when you was like, yeah, my on my bucket list, I want to peg a man.
Oh, yeah. Honey. And now that's there. It's just all there. Pegging is there and here to stay. I'm trying to get more people to get out here and get a peg on. So I'm going to go ahead and do one more before we get into our vanilla shit. This is something that I believe actually, here's one. Negotiation. Do y'all know what that means?
Hell, I do.
That is the most important thing about this.
So that's what I want to discuss because our last guest, or one of our last guests, he came on, he was the fake sugar daddy, y'all, and we realized that he wasn't a sugar daddy, but one of the things that he mentioned is that if you walked in on him having sex, you would probably assume it's a rape. This is what he said in the episode. Okay. And then we were like, whoa, like, do you let them know it's going to be this rough before then? And he was like, no. So you guys want to kind of talk about what negotiation is? Well, in this BDSM sense.
Okay.
On the submissive side.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, a negotiation on my side is, well, purposely I say it's kind of like a finesse thing, like where a sub will definitely negotiate their way out of being punished or having to go to bed because I was a bit of a brat as a submissive. So it's like I would negotiate little things. Like, he's like, you need to go to bed at 10. And I'm like, no, let's negotiate. Or I'll finesse it or do some shit and just figure out a way to get it pushed like an hour or 2 hours. That's negotiation.
That's
on my part.
On your part. For a dom,
well, I would say negotiation / vetting. That's the time when you say, this is what I'm not doing.
Right.
This is what I'm doing. This is where you give your hard limit.
Okay.
This is where you say,
how soon do you give those?
Immediately.
That's what I don't, and I think that a lot of women feel this insecurity to kind of, before they have sex with a man, say how they like it, what they expect, all
you
of these
have
things.
To and,
yeah,
because
agree.
Women are so used to pleasing a man,
yes,
that mm-hmm. we don't get pleased. We will feed a man's ego and be like, oh yeah, you was good, knowing this motherfucker ain't nothing.
Absolutely.
And then you be like, damn, I wish I would have told him he ain't know what the fuck he was doing. So you have to tell people what you like, what you want, what
how
you're
you
into.
Want it. Absolutely.
And as a, even as a sub, when I do it, I'll do like, you know, what are your interests? What are your hard limits?
Right.
How long you've been doing this?
Right.
When's the last time you played? How come you didn't play between it? Do you have any, do you take any medications? What type of medications do you take? Do you have any, you know, thing that hinders your movement? Is it because you have an old sports injury? You have to find out depending on what you're going to do.
And I think that for most of us women, not me, because y'all know I be straight asking a nigga, can I bend him over? But, but ladies, don't feel like you're more of a hoe or damn, I'm starting the sex talk too early. Like a lot of women will feel like, damn, now he's going to judge me. But in the same sense, you do have to look out like, bitch, is your pussy walls worth getting? Getting slammed by a nigga who may not please you anyways, just because you may not know if you guys like the same things in the bedroom. So we gonna make it a little light now for y'all. We gonna go to vanilla shit, y'all. And vanilla shit is actually I saw it. I thought of Rory. Shout out Rory from the Joe Budden podcast. But a woman who has had sex with 20 ghosts is now engaged to a spirit.
That's so this white is, people
this
shit.
Is, she is actually European. Sorry to the 26 white listeners.
Y'all gotta own that.
She definitely is. She and I wanted to explain this. So basically, she's from London. She found this spirit while she was visiting Australia. She has had sex with previous ghosts before. Okay. And she said, in terms of getting proposed to and now celebrating their 9-month relationship, she said that there was no going down on one knee. He doesn't have knees.
Oh my
God. The first time I heard him speak, I could actually hear his voice. It was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real. By the way, guys, she's 30 years old, and she met him again while she was in Australia. She said, I'd not had a phantom fling for a while. So if you're into ghosts or you've had sex with a ghost, it's called a phantom fling.
Oh, my God.
And as I was away on business, starting a new relationship was the last thing on my mind. Then one day while I was walking through the bush, definitely white because who's walking through bushes, enjoying nature, I suddenly felt this incredible energy. A new love had arrived. I wanted to talk about this. I didn't know if you guys had ever heard of sex with ghosts or if y'all ever had sex with a ghost. My finger.
Bobby Brown say he had sex with ghosts.
Who?
Bobby Brown.
He had sex with a lot of people though. I watched that documentary.
The ghost was probably
that nigga was fucking. I'm like, every clip there's a new kid. What's going on?
Yeah, pretty much.
But I mean, I don't know. I said it before. I'm not into spirits or ghosts or any of that, like, witchcraft shit. No. Not only that, fuck that. I mean, I do feel like my fingers get possessed at night, bitch. It's something, because these fingers don't be having that same energy typing on my computer. But that's another thing. So the kink of the week this week, we're going to go ahead and move into that. Every week we do a kink. Kiki knows this because she is Kinks with Kiki. But basically we talk about a kink, trying to not only normalize these things that a lot of people are turned on by or may be into, but also just to start the conversation, just to see if maybe your partner or your friends would ever do it. So this specific one, and it's because I saw it on your page, and we've never had anyone do it, so I'm gonna ask the fuck out of you. It's called cigarette ashing or human furniture.
Ooh.
Yes.
So I bring up the cigarette ashing. You may have heard us speak of this in the
episode. Human ashtray.
Look, see, human that's what I'm saying. The furniture now, bruh, it's a motherfucking ashtray on the ottoman.
Objectification.
Even though all of my ashtrays are candle holders. So, oh, I mean, they're not real ashtrays. But I brought this up because your page, you do have a photo of you ashing a cigarette onto the tongue of one of your subs. Now, I wanted to know what you know about this kink, if you can explain it to our listeners, mm-hmm. and how they ask you for this.
They'll just say, I'm a human ashtray.
Okay.
Just like that.
Well, the thing about it is, you have to understand, vanilla people don't talk about shit.
Agreed.
That's why y'all so so oppressed with your sexuality.
Agreed.
And kink, you know you have to talk. And
absolutely.
When you come across someone who knows how to vet you, you're going to learn how you're going to have to communicate with someone.
Yes.
So you have to say, you're going to ask, what are your interests? That's when you say, oh, human ashtray. Oh, yeah, I really like it when you, like, ash the tongue. So then I ask, okay, well, have you ever had it the butt put out on your tongue or just the ash in your tongue, because that's different.
Right.
The butt put out on your tongue is now I'm taking that hot fire
and burning it. Right.
Or do you just want the ash and swallowing in it? Swallowing.
We got that verb down.
Swallow. So, so that's the thing. You find out once they tell you that, that's when you, okay, and you start to vet them and ask them questions, because you got to try to get a makeup of how you're going to play with them.
Right.
I can't just come and then just take a cigarette and put it out, or a blunt or a cigar out on your tongue. Right. And you would be like, whoa, that's what
we didn't talk about
for.
This.
What other furniture pieces outside of ashtray are you familiar with guys asking to be, or girls in your
carpets? A human carpet. They want to be walked over.
We talked about that.
I've been a human table, so.
You've been a human table? Yeah. Like, not sitting a cup on your ass, but like.
Like, he had his whole dinner, like, on your back?
Yeah. A tray, and you can eat, or hold your glass.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be my glass.
Physically a
table.
How long
are you those furniture pieces?
For how long they tell you to be.
How long I want you to be.
Yeah.
Now,
what comes into play is now. Like, I had a 60-year-old yesterday that was playing with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, usually you have to be naked on your knees when you're in my presence. But
Same.
He's fat, you know, old, bad knees. So I'm not going to keep him on the floor for an hour.
And
but I'm
going to
suffer for that
right.
20.
Oh, definitely.
But I'm not going to keep you there for an hour.
Yeah.
So
okay.
you have to be, when you're playing in this, you have to be cognizant of who you're playing
with. Very much so. And I'm young, but my dom knew, okay, I have joint issues. I can't be on my knees that long. So there was usually a pillow underneath me. He wouldn't even, he was very soft-witted.
Okay.
He just wanted me in a kneeling position. Didn't necessarily have to be painful. He just wanted me there.
Yeah, you got to be beneath.
Oh, wow.
I have to be beneath him, but I have bad knees.
What's crazy is what I see is this, and I don't think people put it for doms is that doms are caring or have any
Absolutely.
Type of kind of, and I like that, because the guy to come in saying you probably think I'm raping her, like, to know that, listen, well, if she's not enjoying something, tone it down. Like, you still have to be cognizant of the person
right.
that you're
because
doing
then you would just be
to.
A sadist, like, you didn't
okay. But you know what, it's not even that. At the end of the day, submissives have to submit their power.
And that
to
is
their
how you
dom.
Do so. Kneeling
okay.
is a very big way to show your position in the, like, your position of submission, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they do that as well to you.
You have to. Like, the guy that you're talking about, he doesn't play sane, safe, and consensual.
Right.
Or risk awareness.
There we go.
So that's not, he's not playing like that, which means that he's just one of those guys that mm-hmm. saw 50 Shades of Grey.
And assumed that it was like
and
that.
Wants to act out and knows that some girls is into this, but he don't know how to vet and he don't know how to do it right.
Right.
So he's the one going out traumatizing other women out there.
Yep.
Because it'll make you, as being a person in that position, I've been that person before, after it happens, it can kind of make you feel like, well, damn, what did I do to deserve this?
Like,
it'll make
there are some people there are some women that will like that, actually.
Right, but then
but
some
that's
won't.
Not the case. And you have to discuss that
first.
Everything is discussed
we say that.
First.
Every
yeah.
episode, guys. If y'all, I think
of
every
course.
Goddamn thing comes down to communication.
Yes,
communication.
It really does.
And it's funny that you guys say this too, because even having conversations with the guys where I strongly let them know I like taking charge, I always wait to hear that, well, I want to be your sub before I even take it all the way.
Right.
Like, and we need to have an understanding that there's these roles that I want to play, and I want to be sure that you'll play the opposite.
Right.
Can't have two doms in a room. Like, then one of us ain't going to be pleased.
Right.
One of us aren't. So that's very big. So, guys, this brings us, of course, to the horrible decision. If you guys did not know by now, it is kind of dom versus sub, but we're going to focus on Mistress Unknown with all of her dom tricks, her dom stories, what led her to owning her domness. And hopefully we get some good stories, bitch, because a bitch likes story time.
Yes. I like to hear them. I'm always giving them.
Yes.
I like to hear them.
And I specifically specifically asked Kiki to do this show with me because she is a super sub, but she is someone who would be interested in switching yes. and playing the dom role. So any questions that she has for you, you know, as a sub, she'll go ahead and chime in. Okay. So I guess, yeah, let's start off with how you started with owning your domness.
Well, I'm a naturally dominant woman. Mm-hmm. And in hindsight, as I was
at
getting
6 feet
older,
tall, y'all.
Yes.
Dominant.
I am 6 foot tall, barefoot.
Oh,
but yes, I'm 6'6", stepping on these motherfuckers' skulls.
Okay. Dominating the boards, bitch. Get out of here, Matumbo.
No, basically, for real, yes. Yes. Yes, I do have, you know, I'm not even going to say the high school, but yeah, I do have the record in rebounds.
Yes, she played basketball. So nice. I was a guard, of course, you know. But yeah, so where did you get into your dominance in the bedroom, per se?
Well, I've always had it, but I would say I didn't really have an awakening until after I got out of a vanilla relationship and I told myself, I'm never doing this shit again. And that's when I started to explore my sexuality. Because it first started with me exploring my sexuality. Though in college, well, let me back up. In 99, 2000 is when I started exploring being a swinger.
Okay. And, yep, that's what I meant.
So I started exploring being a swinger. So that's what, 18 years? I'm 38.
Okay.
So I've been a swinger for that long. And being in the swing world, you get exposed to different things.
Yes.
So
this is all making sense to my life right now. You do. I would say, and real quick, I'm not going to cut you off. I want to let you finish specifically because I will say it wasn't until I was exposed. I went to hedonism at 21, 22 years old. I'm now taking my friends to sex clubs, and I most recently took a homegirl to the sex club. And it opened her mind in the slightest way because now you go to a sex club, you become a voyeurism.
Right.
You become an expeditionist. All of these things that she had never been before, she felt it and enjoyed it, and now she's
open.
Wanting, she's, it just opened her.
You're like that. Oh, this. First of all, there's stuff like this out here,
right?
Yeah. Well, let me. Well, what else you got out there?
Right.
Like, what else can you do?
Right.
How else can you explore? And I just started
seeing other people
going down a rabbit hole, like, you know, gradually.
That's what happened.
You know,
the fucking rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole.
God damn, we at the bottom floor at this point. I don't think any more holes for us to go down.
Oh, we could make some.
Hey, always. Is there anything else we haven't thought of? I've said that to so many men before. Like, what else could we do? I think we talked about
right.
it all by now.
There's so much stuff that
you. It's amazing.
So much right. out there.
Yeah.
And when something comes, you'll be amazed.
Like, I was like, I can put him on a leash? Like, hello? Like,
and the thing is, you got my new page. So that's, I don't even have much on there. So I don't even know if you was with my old page that got banned.
I think I've seen, this is now a second one that I follow.
Yes.
I see it's a new one.
They love banning pages.
So they got me.
So the swinging life got you into where you started, again,
exploring.
You opened up and explored.
And one thing is my fetish, because yes, I'm a dom, but I also have fetishes and interests.
Right.
And my fetish is sex.
Okay.
So.
Mine too.
I love sex. Period. I'm very sexual. I had my, psychosexual, which is basically the time when, you know, you realize about sex at a young age. I was exposed to sex young.
Okay.
So that opened me, like, I was constantly exploring it because I liked it.
Right.
I liked the feelings. I had an orgasm at 10.
Yeah.
If I can make myself have an orgasm at 10 and me not realizing that that's what I was having until I got old and was like, oh my God, like I was having orgasms.
Right. I was rubbing my clit on all my teddy bears.
I'm like, rubbing. Oh, I guess. Squeezing the legs together.
I want the big teddy bears.
Oh my God.
My teddy bears were getting small. Like as I was getting bigger, my teddy bears was, this is too small. Now I'm rubbing it.
Yeah.
So I got a really big teddy bear one year. That was my humpster right there. I was humping the shit out of that.
Like,
and then I started reading fucking Zane books, and it went downhill from
Zane books.
Everybody
started like
at
11
grade. I was fucking 10 years old reading Zane books.
I was going to sex stores and getting...
At what age?
When I was like in high school.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I was going to, like, there was a gas station by my house, and they had, like, magazines.
Yep.
And so I would go and, like, look at the magazines. I would go through my cousins and my brother's stuff and get their porn. I was like a horny guy, like a horny little boy. I was always trying to seek out sex. Yeah. But then being in a Christian, brought up in a Christian,
it's very hard.
Is, you know, suppressed.
Yeah, you don't get to express yourself.
And it wasn't until I got to college.
Absolutely.
Is when I started, I had my first threesome. I tried to, you know, figure out if I liked women.
Right.
I went to school in Manhattan, right in Greenwich Village.
Okay.
So I was exposed to everything.
I ain't gonna lie, in your age group, because I'm thinking, I was like, ooh, even back in the day, like, a New York nigga was everything.
Oh, my God.
So I know when you was growing up, it was just like, oh, Timberlands, come here, sir. Like, I was like, Timberlands, you had the Adidas tracksuits and shit probably by then. They were so fun. Kango hat rocking.
Yes.
We were wearing Reeboks in Florida. But, so you get to the point where you know exactly how you want to be treated in bed. When do you actually start communicating this to the partners you're with? And where I am right now, I just want to share with you where I am right now. I am to the point where I'm 100% aware of what I want. And so when I have the vetting process, if I know that they're not going to be able to play the role I need them to play, I literally now can say there's no need for us to talk. We'll never have sex because I
exactly.
know what pleases me.
Exactly.
When did you get to that point and how were you able to start communicating that to your partners?
I started communicating that early. I started letting people, well, actually, it wasn't I started communicating. I started communicating what I liked. So when I'll be in relationships, like, oh, yes, I like girls. Oh, let's get threesomes.
Right.
Okay.
Let's go find our Blockbuster rental.
Right.
You know, like, I'll do little things. But the thing was is that I was in a relationship, and my boyfriend at the time wanted to have threesomes with women, but I also wanted to experience it with other men.
With the gotcha. Other
men. And his thing was like, oh, yeah, we can have threesomes, but I'm not reciprocating. You ain't having. And
yes.
Of course, I'm in a relationship and I'm like, okay, you know, I love him,
right.
So I'll do the threesome thing. Well, I threesomed out because that stifled
as though y'all had so many threesomes, you just weren't interested anymore?
Yes. Because I wasn't getting what I want.
Right.
And I wanted...
You're just doing what he was wanting.
Yes.
And that'll bore you,
and
more importantly.
And that stifled me exploring my sexuality. And I knew I just had more. Like, I'm a horn... Like, I'm always horny. I always want sex. So when we broke up, you know, I told one of the chicks that I was having a threesome with, I was like, you know what? The writing's on the wall. When we break up, I want to get gangbanged by 8 dudes. And she was like,
wow.
What? I was like, yeah. I was like, I want to get gangbanged. That's the porn I like. I want that. And so when I broke up, I'm on Craigslist. I'm trying to meet guys. I'm trying to do things. And that's when I started to explore more.
Okay.
Did you ever get the 8 guys?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Oh, trust me. I did gangbangs.
How did you find 8 guys to where they were all comfortable knowing you consented to this? Because this could end very badly.
Right.
Well, how did you find 8 guys,
It wasn't
bro?
Just...
I be trying to find 2, goddamn it. Like, making sure, y'all gonna be comfortable? Like,
it is a problem.
How the fuck
it
you find 8 guys?
It is a problem, but...
You said the whole team. Lakers?
Huh?
Magic? The Knicks? It had to be a team in this bitch.
I was like, well, first of all, it didn't just start me getting it. That was my goal. I wanted to be gang banged, period.
Gotcha.
That's when I started realizing I like group sex.
Okay.
And then I also, after that, that's when I met my boyfriend.
Okay.
So I was doing like,
you met
know,
your
two
boyfriend
guys.
In a threesome or gangbang?
Yes.
Oh,
that
I met
is
my
so
boy-
interesting.
I met my boyfriend on Craigslist. I put out an ad. I want to have sex with 2 men.
And he responded.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And we've been together for 9 years.
Oh, my God.
Yo, God. Why you, well, Craigslist is no longer away, but I'm betting on Instagram and all. I got a lot. Oh, if I show you the niggas my phone, bitch. The non-traditional rappers.
And the thing is that when I went to my boyfriend, because this is the thing is, like when I broke up with my ex, I was in this whole, like, I want to be in a relationship. Why don't nobody want me?
Right.
Like, I just want to be in a relationship. I'm trying to find a dude.
Right.
I'm fucking 5 dudes. I'm fucking these dudes, but I want a man.
Okay.
And so I went to my homeboys and I'm like, you know, just getting advice. Like, why don't nobody want me?
Yeah.
And he's like, because you're giving too much out. You're letting guys know everything too quick and they're running.
Okay.
And then after he said that to me, I was like, all right, that's what I want. Because I want to be open with my man.
Right.
I want you to be able. I want to be able to like
tell you I want
sex. Yes. I want to be like, babe, let's have a threesome. Let's go here. Let's. I want a gangbang. So my boyfriend will put together gangbangs.
Okay.
So I will have gangbangs.
And have you guys talked about your limits? Like, so
of course.
In gangbangs, what are you not allowed to do with these other guys? Like, is
well, the first thing is that is because as far as with swinging, we talk about you within your relationship, you have to have your rules.
Yes. Mm.
So my rules with me and my boyfriend is no kissing.
Yes,
absolutely.
No anal.
Okay.
Condoms at all time.
Okay.
And the guy just has to be respectful
of him.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we've grown. Now we full swap only. If he ain't fucking, I ain't fucking. If I ain't fucking, he ain't fucking. So you gotta like both of us or we out.
Oh. That is it.
So you guys are now doing.
Well, we've been full stop for a while, but we really was
Wait, real quick, because I want to make sure our listeners are understanding of this, because I'm... Wait, so the people that you have sex now, including the gangbangs with the other men, they have to be open to also fucking your man and
Okay. They have to be... It has to be full swap, because you have a lot of times in swinging where you'll have a couple, and they'll just be like, oh, we just want the females to play.
So, it has to be a couple, including
okay. couples. So the girl, the wife or girlfriend or play partner has to fuck him.
Right.
And your husband, boyfriend, whoever...
Gets to fuck you.
Gets to fuck me.
Gotcha.
And then, okay. You know, the woman,
that's a we full play, swap, we right?
Full okay. swap. Everyone is fucking.
Right.
Okay.
So, unless you're a bi couple, then yeah, everyone's fucking.
Right.
Okay.
Full swap. We full swap only. We don't fuck. We love full swap. We can be cool, but we only fuck with full swap.
Are you guys
swingers.
Still doing gang that's bangs now, or is it just swapping right now?
Now we're just swapping. We still do. We'll go to parties okay. and clubs. Okay. Now we're not clubs. We don't do clubs. We go to parties and stuff.
So I might need to talk to you, because right now I've been bringing everyone to sex clubs. So I've done Caligula a couple times.
Well,
Caligula
is good because my wild lifestyle does the parties.
Yes,
there.
That's what I go for.
I love those so, people. They don't.
You
people.
Got okay. I'm not supposed to mention it, but I'm gonna mention it. Someone got on me. Gunnison Beach in the summertime.
Oh
in the
yeah.
Yes, go out there, nude beach, y'all.
June 21st is International Swingers Day.
So
what?
I'm gonna make sure I come with you then. Okay, I'll be in town.
Oh,
you're always
there because it used to be at Robert Moses until they you can't be nude anymore.
Right.
In New York. But, you can only be topless.
Well, now in Jersey they have that beach.
Jersey, you all nude.
And it's so much fun. So what?
It's liberating.
No, it is.
Because also I'm a nudist, so it's like I just love.
My friends just gotta know y'all gonna see me ass booty naked, bitch.
Oh my god.
Okay. Oh yes, I FaceTime my friends naked, all of them. Put some clothes on.
No, bitch, you gonna see these titties.
Word.
Hey. So I'm gonna take this now, real quick, if we can get into.
Oh wait, but I didn't answer your question.
Oh wait, what? Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, because we gotta get through this. Yeah, okay. Hold all that. So being in swinging, I got introduced to cuckolding.
Okay.
And cuckolding, which you know what cuckolding is, right?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and explain to some of our listeners who may not know.
So cuckolding is when the man gets turned on, like sexually turned on or pleasured in a way, can be however he's, you know, they have their pleasure or gratification by his wife or significant other having sex with other men, mm-hmm. basically cheating on him without him knowing in mm-hmm. those types of scenarios.
Right. That's cuckolding.
So I got introduced to cuckolding through swinging.
That's
and
fun.
Then cuckolding is a real so tie into BDSM. So that was my segue into BDSM.
Okay.
But along that, I've always been dominant and doing dominant things.
Okay.
And doing the dominant things to other people, and then realizing like, oh my God, when I was choking him out and liking it, that means I was a sadist back then.
Look, you got me excited. I'm learning what I am. We got to do another episode, and I think I just realized I'm queer. So I'm like, I know all these titles, like, fuck them. Like, but I'm sitting here like seeing what's going
You're
on.
Learning yourself.
I'm learning myself.
Yeah.
Like, so with this fucking podcast, if you guys have listened from the very beginning, I would cringe if anyone mentioned anything about feet. And now I'm sitting here kissing up to the ankles and riding big toes. I didn't ride it all the way. I just gave it a lap dance. The big toe didn't get in my butt, but it played with my booty cheeks. So like now I be giving 24/7 foot massages and shit. I don't know who the fuck I am. And it's with this podcast and having these conversations.
That so you're learning.
So we know you're in a relationship. We also know that people are so uncomfortable with this that they feel like they have to be in secret and find people and donate to them. So you're in a situation where people specifically come to you because this is what they want and they take care of you, bitch. So well, this bitch rich as fuck, bitch.
Yes.
She's mistress unknown.
Damn. Goals.
Goals. Hello. So when did you get into the part where you're like, okay, these people will sit here and pay me to step on them? Like, you don't even have to have sex with some of these niggas.
No, you don't.
No.
So I have not had sex with any of them.
So yes. What are the things that you do? And you sit here getting paid like,
right.
Oh, yes. Damn.
You could get paid too. The power to pussy.
Hello.
Like, okay. Women have power.
There's so much
Literally.
Power, but there's power in your leathers, your straps, mm-hmm. your cigarette butts at this point.
But it's not even that, because those are the things that I do. Right. Anyone can put a cigarette out on you, but it's more to all this.
What's more to it? Tell us what's more about
what
it.
What happened was.
Hey, go ahead and break it down, sister.
I was doing, I was exploring BDSM.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of my girlfriends, she just started, and she was telling me about, she told me that she was, a guy paid her to eat her pussy when she was on her period.
Holy. Y'all know this. I should have told you. I don't do blood, nigga. I don't even like looking at my own vagina when I wipe on my period, okay?
God. I don't do blood. That's my heart limit.
But you heard that that she got paid for a guy just to eat her pussy while she was bleeding.
Wow.
And you were like, damn.
No, it wasn't that. It was just like,
are doing that? Yes!
Yes!
Like, that was my thought.
Right.
And then she'll be like, oh yeah, like this dude pay me. And I'm just like, wait. Someone's paying?
Right.
And so me, I'm a businesswoman. I've been
self-employed.
Yes,
I've been self-employed for a very long time all this. So I'm like, why would I not want to do something that I love doing and get paid for it?
Absolutely.
So I was like, I want to do that. And so I started, because when I said I wanted to be a pro dom, I was practicing BDSM, but it was just my fetishes and stuff.
Right.
Now I had to learn other BDSM fetishes. And so basically I had to, go through classes, read books, look at videos, try to get people to teach me.
Right.
So this way I can learn what's out there and what's going on. I have to have a skill. So one of the things is that after I started learning and then getting boys, that's when I started just getting experiencing.
Right.
Hard lessons, easy lessons on, what's going on. But yes, men.
Yes.
Pay me.
To do what? Go ahead.
For an experience.
Okay.
There you go.
They're paying me for a story to tell.
Yay! Like, bitch, I felt like
life.
For an experience.
Yeah, put those sound effects on.
I swear to God, when you said that, that's all I heard.
Yes.
So, in this experience, tell the people some of the things that you get asked to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, girl. I know there's a list, baby.
Scat. So
shut up.
I do shit in men's mouths.
Okay.
And shit on them. I make them consume it. They have to eat it.
What?
So basically I do full toilet, so that includes peeing.
What did I tell you about the human toilet?
Wait,
that also includes,
she talks about the human toilet.
Yes, I knew brother was a human toilet. Like,
is this what? Excuse the fuck out of me. Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I just started to, now I don't, blood is my heart limit, so I can't have them, eat me out or anything like that, because y'all are not even, can't even touch me.
Yeah,
hello.
So now is you get my tampons. So
you work.
I
love this.
I open up.
Work. Yes.
So yes,
I am so here for this. Oh my God,
that is something that is done and that is requested. There's also, of course, the slap and tickle stuff, like foot worship. I am a foot goddess. I do have So my foot boys that follow, I have long, slender, size 11 feet, long toes, and they're flat.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know all those details had to be included with foot fetishes. I'm not going to lie.
Like, my boyfriend,
you know,
likes,
I posted my feet now. So, bitch, feet. I got all the foot fetish pages following you now. I'm like, do I need to show my arch more?
Yes!
Like,
yes, soul. You do!
For the soul.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie.
Arches.
My soul, I live in New York. I be having
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not even about the pretty feet.
Thank you.
I ain't gonna hold you.
It's not even about the pretty feet. This soul, like,
oh, wait, they pretty. Okay, don't.
No, I'm just saying,
okay,
even, okay, no, I'm just saying, like, it's not even, like, meaning, it, you can
it's
go,
just a foot.
You can go and walk on dirt and have your feet black and show it, and they'll be, like, panting, like, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They'll be like, Manzy, can you show more pictures of that?
I like that. I like that. Oh, it makes you powerful.
There's so many aspects to every fetish.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so you get
so you have the pretty feet. Mm-hmm. Then you have the sweaty, stinky feet.
Yep.
Then you have the dirty feet. Then you have the crusty, ashy feet.
Yep.
Foot fetish. Then you have the fetish where they want your toenails looking all crazy. Like the long toe fetish,
yep,
the short toe fetish. They like it when you got certain colors. It's so much to it. They
so
like
guys,
you,
at the end of the
like
day,
when you got
feet
bunions.
Because
love
somebody
feet
loves them. God damn it.
And then
I didn't know that. I'm not gonna lie. I knew of the foot fetish in the sense of pretty feet. I'm
just
not gonna
pretty
lie.
Pretty feet, right?
So to know that there's fetishes of dirty feet,
absolutely,
crusty feet, ashy feet,
fresh from the gym feet, fresh all day
like,
at
yes
work feet.
Like don't want me to like work. Can you go work out and then I want
yes
to get your socks?
It's so many levels to that one fetish.
Like they want the pungent and nastiest and
yes
stinkiest. That's what they want.
The better. Like, yeah.
You know, you have your stinky shoes and you're walking all day in them.
Right.
And they come and right, right,
and they
want to
smell your, yes, they want to smell your shoes.
No,
yes. The
no,
fetish is
well,
so
we
much
about
deeper
when you
than
get
pretty
to
feet
the shoe part. We've had, you know, someone come in and say when he worked at Marshall's, he liked to jack off into shoes. And that's.
Oh, God.
Well, listen to this.
And he's a, you know, he's
I'm
a member of Marshall's.
Like, no.
I had a, last night I had a foot boy. You know, and he worked at a shoe store. And it was
okay
so funny because I was like, yeah, we know what you was doing at the shoe store. You was looking at the
absolutely
and he like stinky feet.
Oh,
so I was like,
oh,
yeah.
God.
You was like, let me help you. Get all down here low, trying to smell women's feet, looking at them. Like, oh, I'll help you. We know what you was doing at that foot store.
Well, damn. What
yes
is the craziest thing, in your opinion, that you've been asked to do? And I think we may have asked you as
you
a
did
sub. So I would love to know, as a dom, what's the craziest thing a sub has asked you to do?
Blend a hamster in a put a hamster in a blender and blend it.
Whoa!
Wait,
wait,
ma'am, what? Wait, someone asked you to do animal cruelty and that would turn them on?
Yes.
That's a serial
yes
killer.
You ain't do it though, sis, right? I mean, you probably can't admit if you did or didn't. I honestly, I don't want to know. I don't know how much he paid
no
you for that shit. I mean,
but that's
whoa
a serial. That's the makings
yes
of a killer. That is a serial killer.
No, I think
you
that is a serial
wait
killer.
Please,
I mean,
you don't, there's. They have, you know, people that like to have the fetish of people to like. People like to have sex with dead bodies.
No,
there's fetish.
Yes, go ahead. And
they
say
want
it,
you know
bitch
crushing. They like crushing where they want you to take your high heel in a cat and crush the
so
eye.
So that's a, you
jeez
do some with heels as well. What is it that you do with heels? Because I see you got your lace up leather.
Yes.
What type of stepping do you get asked to do?
Oh, like step on them.
With your heels.
With my heels.
Woo. On what body parts?
Everything. Just walk along them, on their dick, on their head, in their mouth,
do they
on their
bleed
nipples.
Ooh, their
not
mouth?
Does this not bruise them?
I'm with it.
Well, yeah, well, I want the bruises.
Oh.
Let me see. I'm a sadist.
I was about to say that's a sadist.
So you really, you didn't really see my
right
stuff, because you didn't see the marks and the stuff I put on people. I like to paint
yeah
your flesh.
Oh.
Like, I like to inflict pain. I'm very physical. I like physical domination. I like to wrestle. I like to punch. Like, make
okay
you punching bags. I like chokeouts.
The
I love
men
all
that. The men that like this, would you say there's one type that comes to you? Or are they all types?
It's all like, types. Because
okay,
cause so here's a shocker. I get a lot of black men that want to get shitted on.
Shut
a
up.
A lot.
I believe it, but what?
you know what? New York,
and you know we like to
look, and y'all like, and the thing about it is they be going home and kissing their girlfriends.
Now you went too far with the shit. We're not. Now you went too far, goddammit.
But yes,
there's a lot of, and they're paying people, to think shit that, in their mouths.
People think that it's white people do, like, no, everyone is everyone doing. Hispanic men is into this, into these fetishes. I get all of them. It's just that
I like that you're
the white men.
Look, she's like,
it's like the white men, they don't mind putting themselves out there, because one thing is, your privacy is a big thing for me.
I know. Absolutely.
So even though you take pictures, it's very particular with how you take the photos of these men. They either have masks or it's
which is smart.
You don't get tattoos. You're very particular with how you take pictures.
If they know they're being filmed, that's what you see, like, on my social media and stuff. Or
yes.
People don't
want to
do that.
Oh, the leash was everything.
I'm there a lot with, you know, men who don't want, I don't want no one knowing.
Right.
They got the bat phone. They don't want the company to know.
Yes.
You know, it's not that they got wives and stuff, right. It's that they don't want people
because
knowing.
Because it's none of their business, it more is. Importantly. Yeah.
No, I mean, you're right. It's not. So, you know, I'm very, you know, particular with that. But there's a lot. It's an array of people that's into this. And for me, all men can get it.
I know.
I dominate every black, white, Spanish, Asian.
Okay.
Every man. My philosophy is all men were created in this universe.
Equal. Not really.
Equal.
They were unequal, bitch.
They were created in this universe
yes.
to serve, protect, and adore women.
Absolutely.
Period.
Okay.
So you come into my space, you know that's the underlying foundation. As long as you know that, then you can cross over and we can start something.
Yes.
But that's the thing, because I'm a womanist and I'm a black female supremacist and I'm a female supremacist.
Okay.
So I feel all men are inferior to women.
I mean,
men are not.
Right.
Men are
power.
Not.
Yes.
Pussy power.
Men are not
niggas
equal.
In here, pussy power.
Men are not equal to women. Y'all are my equals, not right. them.
Right.
So that's how my philosophy. That's how I feel. So when I'm interacting with these boys, all of them want to come.
Yes.
Okay.
All of them want to come. But it's who's gonna come correct, because the thing about it is I'm a lifestyle professional, which means money is not going to dictate what I do.
Hello.
I like that.
So yes. I have turned down money.
Okay.
I have walked away from money, because you're not gonna dangle money in my face
and think
like a
you're
carrot
gonna do anything.
And think I'm gonna jump, because
exactly.
people they use money. And men know they use money as their power.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do.
So you're not gonna get that over me. I walk away from this.
Okay.
I walk away from this.
No, I like that.
Agree.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because when we get into where we discuss even, you know, sex work or how
right.
women are often can't leave abusive relationships because of money, and that money is put at a power situation. We had this talk.
It's with, over their head.
It's
right.
So over
and
their
head. It's paralyzing.
You can't allow that as that monetary thing to be where you see yourself as
right.
superior of me.
Like, or if you know you're in need,
I like
you know
this.
You're in need, and a friend, like a male friend or someone, who be like, oh, okay, I'll give this to you if you do this.
Right.
It's like
right.
you're taking advantage. You want me to do something that I don't want to do.
Right.
But you know thinking I need
that,
money.
Exactly. So you're thinking you're
so
going
you're
gonna
to try
get
to
with
put
money.
That over me.
Yep.
Right.
Nah, bro.
I'm good.
Damn, I've been there, but I took the money.
But the thing is that
with you.
There it was. He had power over me, bitch. I took
but
the money.
But here's the thing. This is all what I have grown to, and it's caused me to be peace. One thing about me is I control who comes into my life. I'm self-employed, so I don't have to worry about coworkers. I have my boyfriend, my friends. If you not about me, if you don't bring no use to my life,
then
you don't deserve to be around. It's freeing.
Yes.
So
this is gonna make me cry.
So with these boys, like, your potential is nothing.
No, for sure.
Okay.
So even though you have the money, you have to come. It's my way or the highway.
Absolutely.
How you approach me. And then, okay, you went through my process. You got vetted. You want to see me. Okay, let's set the terms.
Okay.
Let's negotiate.
Okay.
Let me screen you and see if you're worthy enough to even be in my presence.
Hello.
Worthy enough?
I'm so doing
now?
That right now. And it's so empowering. Women, ladies, I don't know you know, where you are in terms of your sex lives, if you're going through the whole phase, if you're going through a dating or you're vetting. But when I tell you, opening those conversations to even see if they're worthy of you opening your legs, because, honey, you know, 9 times out of 10, we not coming, sis. So make sure you come. But know what you want as a woman, and don't sit here and let the man dictate where you might Absolutely. Think you're going. Or don't even sit here and feel like you got to change yourself to become more of a girlfriend or right. wifey material. No. If you're into these things, communicate that in the very beginning so that you're, A, not wasting no your time,
right.
but you're not wasting his time. And since you can right. go to the next one, because there's always a next
there
one.
There is definitely
And if they
one
want you, they come back every
it.
Fucking
yes,
time. I'm
do.
Trying to get these niggas out my fucking
they
phone.
Always come back.
Always. So, I'm loving this. We're going to go ahead because we actually got a question and I thought this was very funny. I think both of you might have your own personal stories for it, but
gosh.
We're
going
to get into the whole mail for this episode before we go ahead and get up out of here. But this one, I laughed. So it says, hey, love the show. I need your opinion on something because I don't know if I'm tripping or justified in my disgust. So I'm 27 and my husband and I have been together for 5 years, 2 kids, good life. We fit traditional gender roles. His career was on a faster track than mine at the time. I got pregnant, so I'm now a stay-at-home mom and he works 10-hour days. We both stay stressed, so when we got a weekend away for a wedding around my birthday, I was excited. He got us a nice big room. I was in a great mood till I realized he forgot my bag with my heels and makeup. Fucking annoyed, but I didn't let that ruin our weekend, so I planned to make a Target run before the wedding problem solved. They had a welcoming party for the wedding guests the day before, and we barely knew anyone, so we were enjoying the free alcohol a lot. We get back to our room, pour a nightcap, twist one up, and start talking and taking off our clothes. We get to it, and I stop and start topping him off. And I'm going at it for a couple minutes. He's laying back, hands behind his head. I see his toes curling. I'm already in my head thinking, okay, let me stop before he busts, before I get one more. As I look up, with his dick still in my mouth, he farts. And not like a little oops. Like, it started as little oops.
That's disrespectful.
It kept going. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because now I'm thinking,
you can hear it.
He farted.
I'm sorry. Hold on, let me finish. I'm sorry. So the nature was like, nah, we already started. Let's finish strong. So it was elongated and ended in a question mark. Now, I love him, but I tasted it.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
She tasted the fart. I immediately Ew. Felt mad and disrespected. I got instantly selfish and hopped up. He said sorry and looked embarrassed, so I tried to laugh it off and got my nut and went to bed. This was almost 2 months ago, so clearly I'm still thinking about it. Now when I see dirty socks and balls or dishes left out, I mutter to myself, this nigga farted in my face with a dick in my mouth and he can't unload the dishwasher. I'm not usually the chick to bring up the past, to pick fights, or linger over things I can't fix, but for some reason, this is always at the tip of my tongue, literally, when I'm annoyed. I mean, I'm not going to divorce him over it, but am I tripping? Should I just get over it? It's just gas. Or sit on his face and let out a retaliation tip? Thanks in advance, Mrs. Oh No He Didn't. I'm literally crying.
Did he apologize?
She said she was embarrassed. Hold
he
on.
He looked embarrassed. And
he
she
looked
laughed
embarrassed.
It off.
It was laughed off. There was no apology from what she wrote.
He at least should have been like, oh, my bad. All he had to do was say, my bad.
My bad ain't a real apology in black people terms.
No, no.
I don't know.
But it's better than what he did.
Everybody look at that as I wholeheartedly apologize if I disrespected you. My bad. Don't say all that, bro.
I would definitely tell my boyfriend, like, my bad. But I would be so mad because I always get mad when he farts around me. I do not like him. I'm
no,
like, move
no
away
guys
from
that
me.
Ask for you to fart on them?
Oh, yes, I fart on them. But I don't like. I don't like that. I just
okay.
like that. This is just because I shit on someone. It's not that I like it. It's that I like humiliating and degrading you.
Yes. Okay. Back to
this
the psychology.
Is humiliating.
Yes.
To be shit, and while you're eating my shit, I'm laughing at you. I'm putting the ash to my blunt out in your mouth. I'm making you
yes.
eat
right.
it. If
right.
you don't eat it, I'ma beat your ass.
Yes.
I'm getting scared over here.
You know, letting, like, you know, just, like, that's what I like about
right,
it.
Right, right.
I don't play in my shit. I don't do that. I'm not with the Ifro, you know, fetish.
Okay.
I'm with human toilet because when I go to take a shit, I'm not talking to my toilet bowl. I'm just going... squatting and then leaving. You going shit. I don't have to talk to you.
All right.
So that's what I like about like something like that. It's not that I like this shit. So when anyone farts from me, I'm like, ew. Like, really?
I'm like, ew. I'm like, no. Ew for farts.
Excuse yourself.
It's funny because if you guys go back, I don't know if you guys are going all the way back from the beginning, but I share a story. I was in a foursome. It was three girls, one guy. And the girl that I spent the most attention on, while she was sitting on my face, she farted. But I kept going. And so we had that conversation because in the moment, like, I heard it, but I just kept going.
Yeah.
And so it became a conversation, like, you weren't grossed out. And I'm like, it's like, damn, now I got to think, okay, we're human bodies. I'm sitting here licking the juices out your pussy. Like, is a fart really right. that bad? So for her, I know she feels traumatized right now because now she feels like she was violated with the fart. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can't take the fart back.
He can't. So I would fart on. I would definitely fart in his face.
Just give it back to him, and then
I'll be like, "Oh, my bad."
But remember. So there you go. So do a retaliation toot toot poop.
Yes, do it.
You got to make sure it's a good one though.
Or like, or fart. Like if you can't get to his face, like fart on his thigh or lap.
Something.
You know, on his back. You know, like
his back.
Like the only time you can fart and I can't say nothing is if you're sleeping. But I'm still disgruntled. So you gotta get him back. Act like you know. Get him on the back. Why? Because I know when you married and shit, y'all be sleeping wild. I know I sleep wild.
Hey,
you all over each other. So
I
you
sure
got
do.
A lot of opportunities to fart in his face right. on him.
Yeah, and the guys I deal with a lot, honestly, maybe because they're athletic.
Yeah.
They fart and just act like, bitch, you gonna deal with this fart. Oh, well.
Nah.
Like, they'll turn over and be like, ooh. Oh, well, you already know. Like,
I'd be like, you so rude.
Yeah, and that's all I do. I laugh it off. Like,
yeah, that's all you can do.
And then I don't want to smell it. So I don't forgot about the farts that come out of the booty hole and all that shit by the end of the goddamn night anyway. Like, damn. Then it's like, okay, you did just fart really bad out of it earlier, but whatever. Like, hopefully all the air is out.
Yes.
I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't know.
Well, you'd rather it be out instead of, you know, while
yes.
you're fingering him.
Oh, then it starts coming out.
or while you trying, you opening up the ass to get up in there, and all of a sudden it's like a...
Oh, hell.
No!
Now that I think about it, I forgot you're one that also pegs. God
yes,
damn it.
I am the... Ebony pagan queen.
Damn, you don't take my titles away. I got the booty bandit title, bitch. Let me pay these niggas by myself. We'll have to bring you back on to talk about that. Maybe you'll get another story from a fellow pegger who is a beautiful black woman who be bending these niggas over. hey, I love it. So before we get up out of here, thank you so much for coming.
Let our listeners
know where they can reach you, where they can see you. And all that good stuff.
I would say, because I'm constantly being banned from everywhere, the best place to go is my website, which is mistressunknown.com. But currently, Goddess UNK on Instagram. And y'all gonna stay away from my Snapchat, because that's my personal haven. Where I can fuck shit.
So you guys follow her. I will say you'll probably get mad questions, because I'm sure there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of women interested in owning their domness, but
yes.
also a lot of men feeling comfortable asking to be dominated.
Let me tell you, they are comfortable because they be all up in the DMs.
When they feel like they can trust you, for you and I, we put it out that we're accepting of this. And so I feel like that's why we're getting,
because they'll come and then they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm straight, but I like it. And which it is, because that is straight. Pegging is still straight sex, FYI.
Pegging is still straight sex.
It's between a man and a woman.
Man or woman. Hello.
But when they realize that that's what you're into,
yeah.
Oh, they come.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they be coming in, because when I have my strap on,
listen,
when
sis. Let me know real quick. I'm about to
IG
like
lives
that.
Of my me fucking them until I got banned. But
oh, you were on IG live pegging niggas.
Uncut, rugged and raw.
Hello,
Periscope.
Now we know why you ain't got no page no more. Well,
man,
the old one.
IG is on
God
it.
Damn, no,
I am tame, but please do not. I'm like, horribles, do not come over because you don't like some
Damn,
shit.
The whore hive. It's a whore hive. But the horribles works too.
Okay.
The horribles works too.
Ho hive.
Hey.
Please don't come and bring your vanilla
way of thinking.
No, your vanilla way of thinking, like, oh, I don't like this flag.
Yes.
Too. No, our audience ain't like they're not flagging.
Okay,
they're not real vanilla in real life. And where can they find you?
They find me.
Oh, they did flag your shit.
Hey, IG gone. Like, yeah, you can definitely find
that
me on IG.
The horribles, though. Calm down.
You can find me on IG at Kinks with Kiki Podcast. Also on Twitter at Kinks with Kiki.
And guys, thank you guys again for tuning in. If you guys want to hear more episodes, you know we is on Patreon. For just $5 a month, you can get bonus episodes. We drop 2 bonus episodes every month. Last month, I talked about my weight loss journey. This month, we have, I don't even remember, but we have all these different guests that we're bringing on. And I'm just very appreciative of all y'all. So thanks for supporting the Horrible Decision Podcast. Fuck y'all on YouTube. I'm not reading any of y'all comments with y'all rude motherfucking asses. But shout out to y'all too. We appreciate the views. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. Yeah, ho.